You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is still on top. The latest NBC News Survey Monkey online poll shows Trump with 28% support among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. Ben Carson's support has fallen 8 points since last month. The retired neurosurgeon is now tied for second with Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 18%. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush round out the top five. The nation's largest health insurer is threatening to pull out of the federal health care exchange. United Health Group said Thursday that low enrollment and high usage is costing the company millions of dollars. The company downgraded its earnings forecast and blamed the Affordable Care Act for giving individuals too much flexibility to change plans. And Hyundai is recalling over 250,000 cars. The company announced a brake light problem in over 300,000 Sonata midsize cars in the 2011 and 2012 model years. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The word ISIS is causing some headaches at one U.S. university. The University of Arkansas at Fayetteville has had a class registration program called Integrated Student Information System, or ISIS. With the ISIS name now associated with an international terrorist group, the school is changing the name of the program. It will now be called UA Connect. One of five new designs could replace New Zealand's next flag if Kiwis accept any of them. Tammy Rose has more.
Voting opened in the South Pacific nation Friday as Prime Minister John Key's conservative government sought to change the New Zealand flag. The current version of the flag features Britain's Union Jack and has fluttered for over 100 years. The postal ballot will be open for just under a month. The five choices will be flown across the country during the period of the vote in a bid to familiarize people with them. The winner from the shortlist will face off against the current flag in a poll next year. I'm Tammy Rose.
The Capitol Christmas tree is now in Washington, D.C. This year's tree is a 70-foot spruce from the Chugiak National Forest in Alaska. It's the first Capitol Christmas tree from Alaska, and it traveled 4,000 miles to get to the nation's capital. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan will light the tree on December 2nd on the Capitol's West Front Lawn. And celebrities may soon enjoy VIP treatment at Los Angeles International Airport. The airport has approved the construction of an exclusive lounge for Hollywood movers and shakers, sports figures, diplomats, and other high-profile travelers. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather in Flemington at this very moment is sunny and actually pretty nice, 55 degrees with our high. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of around 33. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. Light and variable wind becoming northeast around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Is that too specific? Saturday night, a chance of showers again, mainly after 2 a.m. Sunday, chance of showers before 8 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high of 49 degrees. So not a bad looking weekend. Got to hit another commercial and then we'll be starting the show. So stay tuned, everyone.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
Okay. All right. I want you to get a little better instrumentation after that from now on. I love the voices, but, you know, you just got to add drums. You got to add an orchestra. Let's upgrade this.
Maybe over the little bit of the holiday, we'll try to figure that out.
Yeah, so. Do that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Welcome, everyone, to our show. Steve Bailey and Pat Gregory hosting Home Sweet Home. We talk about maintenance, repairs, safety issues with your home sweet home.
Yes, we do. In fact, we have an exciting subject today.
That'll be really cool.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, especially for you and I.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you and I mess in this stuff. Well, I mean, we fool around with these things all the time. We pick on them. We marvel over them. We actually think that they are works of art in many cases. And in some cases, we think they ought to be shipped away or torn down and taken away.
And we're going to delve really in depth with it. So that'll be cool. So
that's a teaser now. Anybody can call in and guess what the subject is, but we're not going to wait for your call.
So we would like to welcome our very special guest today. Her name is Michaela Birdieshaw, and she is with ADS, and that stands for Architectural Door Specialties. And her family basically owns a manufacturing company here in New Jersey, White House Station, that manufactures beautiful garage doors, residential, commercial, and probably even more than that. So welcome, Michaela. Thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it. We are really excited to talk to you about your doors and explain to our listeners, what kind of services, what kind of products that you do offer.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It's always nice to talk about a product that means so much to our family, to the community. I love to brag on our employees. I love to talk about the unique things that we do and all the ways that we can beautify people's home.
I like that idea.
That's cool.
Beautifying the home is absolutely a big marketing effort when it comes to people setting, or actually getting their house up for sale, as well as just having it, even new construction. And when I worked with Kay Hufnanian, one of the big things, believe it or not, was garage doors. That was a big subject. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I worked there briefly, not a long time, but I can remember working on that. And of course, the aesthetic value and impact of a garage door is remarkable.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Right. And interestingly enough, to have so much frontage on a home, it's an incredibly overlooked component to the overall appearance of a house.
Right,
exactly.
Beyond just the safety and functionality of it, it's a tremendous, it draws your eye.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Yeah. A vanilla door is a vanilla door.
Yeah.
You don't
sure
want
is.
Vanilla.
I'll fess up right away, Michaela, that all the houses that I have owned, this is kind of one of those issues, you know, it's like one of those bullet points that my wife and I have on our wish list of when we buy homes,
right?
That we do not buy a home with the garage doors facing the street,
right.
because normally we have the plain Jane vanilla white ugly doors.
Yeah.
So we want to hide them on the side of the house or behind the house.
Well, maybe with some of our doors, that opinion will change.
Well, yes, I believe so. Now I've found you, and that's a good thing.
Who ever thought you could find an artist in garage doors?
Right.
I mean, you and I don't even think about that, Patrick, until we see them. And when we see them, it's like, wow, where'd they come from?
And the reason why we're saying that, and folks, if you do have a computer close by and you want to check out their website, there is a full photo gallery of all their work and all the different products that they do manufacture here in New Jersey. And there's some beautiful doors. And we'll talk a little bit more about those specific doors. But their website is www.fimbleads.com. And that's FIMBELADS.com. And you can also find them on Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And you'll say, Fimble, what does Fimble mean? And actually, that's her father's name.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
It's our last name.
Nice.
So this is a family-owned and operated business. So
that's cool.
Michaela, tell us more.
Absolutely. You know, America today has gone so international in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. We've branched out.
Not to drop a name.
And to see all of the American flags that say Buy American, Support Local, mm-hmm. our family absolutely represents that. It was 1924 when my great-grandfather bought into the Overhead Door Company franchise.
Okay.
And began making, he was the first one to buy in.
Wow.
And began making overhead garage doors.
1924.
So that do the math. Cool. We're talking 91 years that it has been, you know, first Ed Fimble the first, Ed Fimble Jr., my grandfather, who is 90, still shows up to work every day.
God bless.
Sits at his office. God bless. Same office he's been in since 1969,
That's why he's alive. He loves his work.
He loves it.
I love tradition. I think that's just absolutely outstanding.
He's totally involved, sharp as a tack. I mean, he's in there every day. What's going on? Checking us out.
Nice.
My dad, Ed the Third, is still CEO of our company. He's actually the one who branched our smaller company in 2003, 2004 into the custom higher end that we do now.
Okay.
And now my sister, Erin Fimble Heindrichs, is the fourth E. Fimble to sit as president of a Fimble door manufacturer.
Wow.
Nice.
So it's pretty phenomenal to see not only the continuation within our family, but to also know that we're making a product with such integrity.
Absolutely.
A lot of our employees, I mean, I really can't speak enough of our employees. We've had so many of them for decades, and it is their commitment and their just overall knowledge that pretty much keeps us running.
Now, I look at, you know, your story, and I say to myself, wow, that sounds a lot like the Martin factory out in Nazareth, you know, that they make the
guitar factory.
Guitars.
Yeah.
You know, just a family owned, operated business for decades and decades, and with, you know, very proud of being that. And what a success story, you know, here in New Jersey, you know, where typically speaking, it can be difficult to be able to do all those components of a business properly without having the international.
And within our industry, even so many of the other family owned businesses have been bought out international corporations.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're really one of the remaining, you know, my grandfather's very proud to say, truly in the world
that's doing this.
That's
started this and did it all the way through.
Operated. Yeah, wow. It's pretty phenomenal. I'm really fortunate to be a part of it.
That's cool. That's fun. Now, when it comes to talk to me about, I go way back. Oh, I got a minute. I just got flagged. So I'll make it quick. But talk to me about the employees. How many folks do you have working?
We employ up to 35 people, give or take. We have two manufacturing plants, our one here in White House, and we have another in McAdoo, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of families that count on us.
So you're shipping all over the U.S.? Or Northeast primarily?
I think we're getting flagged. I can tell you a little bit more about that perhaps after the commercial.
You got engineered too, didn't you?
Listen, folks, I'm sorry to be the bad
guy. He is the bad guy, folks. Yeah. He's my bad guy.
We've got to do the commercial.
All right, we're going to do the...
That's what happens. It's so interesting.
We just keep going. All right.
Before we go off here, the number, if you'd like to call and talk to Michaela live here, is 908-237-0410. Please stay tuned.
We'll be back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
All right, we are back, folks. Thanks for listening, and you're listening to Steve and Patrick and Michaela today on Home Sweet Home.
Yes, you are.
And while we were on that little break, I actually got a phone call, so we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Patrick.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have a question for Michaela?
I do. Actually, Michaela, it was interesting listening to you discussing about the garage doors, and even Patrick, your comments about how when you buy a house, you're looking to have the garage doors in the back because you get the plain Jane types of things.
Right.
You know, and it really got me thinking how important a nice garage door is for the house, because more often they do face the street.
Right.
They're part of the curb appeal for the house, and they're what really welcomes you home mm-hmm. after a hard day. Now, from the standpoint of your particular business, Michaela, you know, what kind of garage doors do you manufacture? You know, we have a lot of different types of homes in Hunterdon County, very upscale homes to, you know, the more traditional mm-hmm. average family home. What kind of doors do you have, and are you able to accommodate all the different price points of homes that we have in our area?
Absolutely, and that's truly one of the things that defines us as a company. As I indicated, we were created by a longstanding family tradition. And that tradition was pretty much based on your standard door, the traditional doors that you see in the majority of America's homes today. When my dad branched out to create Fimble Architectural Door Specialties, he wanted to do something with the higher end, the more custom, and geared his direction towards the carriage style door, which has become a very prominent style in the industry. So we have a full range of garage doors from, they're going to be a little more expensive price point than perhaps going to one of the big box stores, But we have a wide array of pricing from, you know, your entry level to some pretty high-end and custom designs. Within that range, you can customize it to pretty much anything you want. One of the options that we boast is if you wanted to have your face or your children's faces carved into your garage door, then we would be glad to do that for you if you wanted to see yourself every day.
That would be neat.
That's startling.
Yeah, so we're very proud that we can do just about anything.
That's amazing.
We're also extremely happy to say that we've released with the same quality, the same attention to detail that our current line has. We've released a line that mirrors the stamped steel doors that most of your homes probably have on them.
Right.
So you get a look that would go perhaps better on a ranch style home than a $250,000 or a $4 million home.
Sure.
That wants something fancier. You can get the quality that we provide in a door that will accommodate virtually any home in the country. If you want it, we make it. We're creating a line. It's a full vision residential line. You know, the think gas station overhead door, mm-hmm. but nicer and cooler, more modern for your current home, depending on the style. So we have a lot
I'm thinking of all the sports fans out there.
Oh, yeah. If you want.
They usually display their team flags on
absolutely.
Game day. Boy, you could have your sports team carved in your door.
If
even.
You're a Giants fan, we'll give you a big G on your door, whatever you want.
I'm a Jets fan, so you'd have to put a big – I can't even describe what you can call my Jets.
You know, my sister, our president, she and her husband are big Jets fans.
Are they?
We would make the exception for you.
Thank you.
Worry.
Thank you.
Now
I'd have to look really good.
I got to put my handyman – you got to put my handyman hat on, saying for resale value that you're restricting a lot of customers because you got the Giants fans, the Jets fans. So it's just not going
to
work.
If you have enough money to pay us to put the Jets logo on your door, you have enough money to put in a standard door when you're ready to sell.
That's so, what do you think, Lisa? Are you game? Do you want new doors on your house?
Yeah, absolutely. Although, I mean, it's a good thing we have two doors, because then my husband can get what he wants on his door and I can get what I want on mine.
Absolutely.
Agreed, Lisa. Agreed.
Very, very important.
Perfect.
Now, what about historical landmarks?
So that's a great question. We've had great success with a lot of the historical societies who are extremely particular in approving exteriors of homes, as I'm sure many of you know. We estimate that 9 out of 10 societies have approved us. You know, we don't mm-hmm. always get the data, but the way we construct our doors, the presentation that that comes with them is very historically accurate. So we can do that. We've also been commissioned by the Landmark Society, particularly in New York City, working with the FDNY to recreate doors that looked like they did back in the 1800s.
Really?
So we really can create historically accurate, architecturally sound.
Those are doors. Yeah. Go to the website, folks, if you have a chance, and go see in the gallery what she's talking about, because those are beautiful doors.
That's
thimbleads.com. If you have a chance, you look at those doors and you go, holy cow. First of all, they're in composite, right? They're not even wood.
Absolutely.
Which is a lot better duration-wise.
Yeah,
you know?
So let's talk about that for a second.
Lisa, did you have any other questions? I just don't want to keep you in the background there.
That was it. Wow, I'm impressed. I mean, it sounds like there's, you know, such a breadth and depth of options that, you know, Thimble offers, and not to mention the fact that they're a local business. So I'm always in support of local. So, you know, all good pieces of information. Thank you, Michaela. Well,
we thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, we thank you for calling in and listening to us. Thank you very much, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right, let's talk about, you were talking about composite.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that people look at when they see our doors is they get a quote on a standard stamped steel garage door, and then they might look at a quote for our door.
Okay.
Or they might get a quote for a wood door and then look at our door.
Sure.
And there's a big difference between those three options. What separates us so very much is the quality and the durability.
Mm-hmm.
We will not rust. We won't dent. We won't rot. You're not going to see splinters. You're not going to have to restain it every 2 years to keep the wood healthy. It's just remarkable right. to look at the difference. Chris, my husband, who's the VP of sales, always compares it to you can either have a Ford or you can buy a Maserati. You yeah. can either get a stainless steel door or you can buy one of ours.
Right, right. So well, I agree with that. From the standpoint, for example, in my townhome community, of course, they're all stamped doors because it's the low-end contractor-grade material. And in the 15 years, I think, that I've lived there, I started there. I was downsizing from houses, and I said, this is great. I wasn't crazy about the doors. I said, well, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is I bet you they've replaced 10 sets of those doors, mm-hmm. and it's from banging, dings,
Absolutely.
Wax.
Yeah.
And I actually went to the board. They actually consult with me a lot because of my inspection background. They say, you know, well, it's the homeowner's choice. I said, I think we need to establish a standard within the association that we go to a better quality door. We can stamp it the same way, so we migrate to it, but let's not keep throwing these cheap tin doors back up and having them.
And you said it right. They're tin doors. I mean, unfortunately, if you are going to go to a big box store and pick out one of those doors, and there's probably at least two different quality of doors just there in the big box store. Yeah. One has probably insulation on it. The other one doesn't.
And, yeah.
I mean, if you rack that door, you actually see one in person and you touch it, it is like a Coke can.
It is.
And definitely there is some a lot of there's not a lot of tensile strength in it. So right. you're going to see it actually bend a little bit, and it's not going to be a door that's going to last for a very long time, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. And it is a you pay for what you get scenario.
Yes, it's certainly that.
You know, we proudly offer really fabulous warranties. We have the utmost confidence in our product. Mm-hmm. And basketballs, hockey pucks, you know, bicycles. I mean, you could probably work really hard to damage our doors.
See, that's there's a marketing plan right there. I mean, you think about families, and my sons have tortured my doors.
Me too. When I
tortured
was a kid,
them. Oh.
I used to have the hockey net
and everything up against the door. Why would you do that? Well, it's a good backstop.
We'd use tennis balls, but we'd do slap shots right into the door, and you'd see all those little...
Even the wood doors. Next year, you're splitting. Yeah. You know, it's just a mess. You're absolutely
and
right.
And one of the great things about the way we manufacture our doors is if you need a replacement, everything is computer programmed. We can replace it, and you're going to get an accurate match.
Great.
Excellent.
Which is fantastic.
Now, I would also say that we can probably tell you that the composite doors are going to provide a warmer environment on the inside of the door.
Absolutely.
So you're actually insulating your garage a lot better.
The glass is not. You have the option to upgrade, of course, to an
insulated glass.
All of our doors are insulated.
So let's talk about the composite materials. The one thing I run into as a home inspector is that, like deck materials and various uses now of composite materials, I'm finding a lot of UV impact, sun impact, and those type of things in that product line. And again, it's depending on manufacturer. It depends on the compounds that are being used to make up the composite material. In fact, I got a colleague who's a home inspector right here in the Flemington area who is a plastics expert. His prior career was plastic.
Wow.
And I've talked to he and I've talked at length about that, and he says it absolutely has to do with the product, the material in that manufacturing process. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So our doors are sold and provided in a natural white. The material we use is white. So mm-hmm. when you get the door, it is beautiful in itself.
Right.
We do offer certain finish options.
Okay.
We will finish it for you. Some of that, let me step back. You can also finish the door on your own.
Right.
However, because of all of that, we really don't advise it.
Good.
We've withdrawn the warranty if any failures come from
because of the impact of doing the wrong type of finish.
Right, and because we have learned so much about it, we've gotten so good at it.
Good.
So we can do it. So it's worth the money. Because what happens is in like a south or a western exposure, certain colors just heat up too much and very few black. Things can sustain yeah. that.
The like blacks, a black, it will actually absorb the heat.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we have for composites, it's not good. It's supposed to let the heat out, but,
right.
but yeah. heat is heat. It comes and yeah, it's going right. to stay where it is.
Right. Well, and Patrick and I see that all the time.
Right.
When we start to introduce these synthetic products, you really have to be conscious of sun and temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. There's expansion so and contraction.
We can paint virtually any color mm-hmm. with few exceptions, and yeah. a lot of that has to do with the direction it's facing. So we have a lot
so
of
you do you actually do the science behind the installation. I mean, if I had to come to you and just say, hey, listen, I've got this, I love these doors, you would guide me away from certain products, I suspect, mm-hmm. if I'm sitting there with a pure southerly exposure mm-hmm. or westerly exposure, for
absolutely.
Example. Yeah.
So the color that you wanted to paint it would be in question. And the particular door series you purchase. Some of our doors are made out of one solid sheet that we carve the beautiful designs into.
Right.
Others we carve and then put overlays on. So now it's a two-piece.
Mm-hmm.
When we have those overlays, it gets a little dicier.
Yep.
You know, so we would steer you towards the one piece mm-hmm. if you wanted to go for one of the questionable colors in a questionable direction.
Got
so
it.
We have learned and learned and learned everything that we can about finishing this particular material so that we can, even with the exceptions, provide you with a product that'll work for your home.
Great.
For your needs.
Now, are you still in the wood door business, or are you still primarily composite now?
We are not in the wood door business
okay.
anymore.
Okay. So you've moved to the technologically better products?
We have. You know,
because it just makes sense to do that.
We had our wood line set up even 2 years ago, and it just kind of was collecting dust.
Yeah.
The ends did not outweigh the means. We're very limited on space.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
and what you can mimic as far as wood.
And that's it.
Is know, just remarkable.
We could sell a wood door for a very large sum of money.
Right.
Or we could sell you this door here.
Looks exactly
looks
like.
The same.
Right.
And yeah. it's going to last you longer with less maintenance.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Can I ask a couple of questions? Talk to me about, of course, it comes from my profession, is mm-hmm. The safety factors and I guess, devices, if it's for I know it gets into the garage door opener side of that, but to that end, is there anything that is new on the technological side of this that I don't see that's in the product? Now, I noticed that my composite doors, even insulated, are lighter. By and large. Now, it depends on the size of the door, of course. But that is, but I when we have things on automatic openers and things like that, do you get involved in that suggested series of equipment that attaches to your door? Does it matter? How does that play?
Okay, so we have, our territory runs from northern Virginia all the way up to Maine.
Wow.
And out into, like, the middle of PA. We ship direct to all of those areas, and we certify our dealers. We educate them significantly about our product, and then we have to rely on them for the installation and the operators.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know about this stuff? Sure. Is that what we do? Not specifically.
Got it. You're providing the door product.
Right.
It's
the tracks, the springs, the hardware. And the sections is what you're
well, in that, you're also providing some safety device, for
absolutely.
Example, retaining
absolutely.
Springs and things like that.
Absolutely. You know, and there are a lot of really great things happening with garage door technology. I mean, you know, my husband's cell phone can tell you when our garage door opens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
phenomenal.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of advances in that way. We just try to provide a solid, safe door
right.
to not only make your home look beautiful, but to keep you safe.
Got it.
So let's delve into your customer base. Maybe you can talk about your ideal customer from the residential, your residential market. Then you got your commercial market. And is there any other market? Is it just?
Well, yes and no. It all is in and out of residential and commercial, because the things that we're capable of doing, most of them haven't even been thought of yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, we do the residential, we do homes. For us, a great customer is a builder who's going to be doing townhomes and needs 50 doors over the next 3 years.
Okay.
That's awesome for us because
that's a nice order.
Absolutely. Commercial, we do the firehouses, police stations, EMS, and we're branching into some of marinas, and we do our commercial line. We just did some stuff at McGuire Air Force Base.
Wow.
So we kind of run the gamut there. But so, there's also this new idea of, think restaurants, indoor-outdoor seating.
Sure.
Right?
I was going to talk about that.
The moving wall. The wall goes up. Now you have, are you inside or are you outside?
Right.
You know, and we can do all of those things.
And that's still in composite also. Because normally I've seen those in like a metal material.
Yeah, some of those, that we would do, some of our commercial product, and I apologize for not touching on this earlier, but we do still use aluminum.
Sure.
And steel.
Yeah,
and,
that makes sense. Right. Yeah, they're very active.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but still very active out there.
But I mean,
there's no question
that,
about
that translates also to the residential market. So higher end homes that have the ceiling height to be able to put in a garage door on the back of the house and open it up to the lanai or like, you know, a back.
Like a pool house, you know, how
absolutely.
Great your pool and then the doors go up and it's an indoor, outdoor, open air.
Well, yard barns too. I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of them do come with garage or some kind of door for running your tractor in and out of.
Right.
But in a lot of cases, there's a lot of home-built structures out there that are just, you know, they're either have the old swinging doors that don't work, function well anymore, or they're just...
Right, right. You know, well, we're talking more about the aesthetics of a beautiful backyard and wanting to see, instead of putting in perhaps all the sliding doors, a gamut of sliding doors along the back wall of your house, you can put up a garage door. It's going to be, what, 9 feet wide?
It could be eight feet wide.
Have you had that kind of installation where somebody said, take that wall, give me a door that when I drop, it looks like a wall, and then when it opens up, it opens up? Have you hit that?
You know, I haven't.
I want to do that.
I haven't seen our doors do that. We have seen people select our doors to be a stationary wall.
Okay. Really?
Like,
yeah.
So you
Yes. I've seen that.
It just doesn't
move. It's not functional.
Right.
Correct.
I've seen them in certain residential
and it's
applications.
Awesome. Like we saw a garage turned into a man cave.
Right.
You know, with one of our, they created this custom beautiful door. It was fantastic.
Right.
it is absolutely possible. We can powder coat the track. We can make it very aesthetically pleasing. We could have it run up the ceiling. We have our track department is remarkable in the things that they can create. So, you know, again, the options are just
sky's
astounding.
The limit.
So, so I'm going to get a little selfish here. I'm up in the Clinton area in the Beaverbrook communities, and in that there's a master association. Are you even have you ever talked to any of those shops with regard to getting their garage spec doors on file so when these guys do back through, it's merely a phone call that says, call up Phil, come throw up the door? Or do they basically go out and shop it? I guess they imagine they do.
It depends, you know, because like if it was our door that was already in that development.
Got it.
You would probably have to come to us
right.
because it is such a unique
right.
product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we couldn't necessarily match another company's
right.
door to
right.
to create a replacement.
Because there's a certain trademark or whatever the case may be associated.
Just, you know, even different thicknesses
yeah.
and
yeah.
lots of areas.
Yeah, I can see the real benefit where that's, you know, you want to be in on the ground floor. You want to have ADS on the ground floor on a new build because, frankly, they're going to be, first of all, they've been around longer than anybody else, and they're going to have your records on file every time you do an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Right. Or a fix.
So do you have any, like, memorable
customers
or perhaps installations?
Yeah. There's got to be at least one, I don't know, celebrity that you've had to deal with.
I guess it was maybe 2008. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but we did J-Lo's house in the Hamptons.
Nice. Really?
Which is pretty cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. You know, I consider it to be almost a celebrity, but we did the Woodstock Pavilion in Woodstock, New York. And
hey.
It's this beautiful. There are,
that's
they're
cool.
actually made with wood, but the whole pavilion is encased in garage doors that
nice.
Go up.
So right.
it's an, again.
Indoor, outdoor.
It's now functional throughout the year.
Wow.
You know, and one of the hard parts for us as far as understanding where our product ends up is that we sell to our dealers, they then install
of
or
course.
Sell to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So it's very difficult for us. All the pictures you mentioned on our gallery, like we have to beg for.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny,
people,
you know? Yeah.
They
beautiful,
them, they
yeah, go. Beautiful installations, but you forget to take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do that a lot when I, you know,
yeah,
I work.
Admit,
I wish
know,
I had a,
it's
more pictures.
Of my average inspection, I take between 250 and 400 pictures. And the reason I do that is actually from the science of not only picture notes per se. Mm-hmm. Also those items that I would want to embed into my product, which is a report and a readout. And what I find all too often is that, especially in the garage door arena, I'm always looking at the safety features and safety issues, but often I will grab pictures of the garage door because it's either unique or it's uniquely destroyed or any number of things. But it's interesting that, yeah, I can see where contractors, they're looking to wrap it, get the job done, right, and forget to take a snapshot of the good work they did. Yeah. And that's got to be a tough reminder for them.
Yeah, and it's sad for us because we see these beautiful pieces
right.
go out, and we want to see the final product.
That's yeah. right. That's yeah. right. You're going to have to take a tour someday and yeah. find out where all these good doors have gone.
Well, we have some in Hawaii, and I'm really looking forward to getting out
there. Well, there you go. Yeah. Jeez, that's great.
You got to do a warranty test on some yes. of these doors.
I have to go check to make sure the sun yeah. UV hasn't really impacted the door.
I don't know, though. My dad's, got 1 foot in retirement and 1 foot in the office.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be more inclined to go to Hawaii than...
Hey, if he can buy a place there and then you have a place to go to.
You fight hard, Michaela. You tell him that he just needs to stay home, keep the home fires burning. You've got this covered. So you want him to be safe at home.
Yes. So let's toot your little horn here with... I know that you said you have won an award. And can you explain a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. We haven't received it yet. We've just gotten notice that it is coming our way. But recently, my grandfather's brother passed away at the age of 101
wow.
after 75-plus years
of commitment
to the industry. Absolutely. And I said, this needs to be recognized. So we wrote this really wonderful article that'll be published in Door and Operator Magazine, which is the industry-based leading publication.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trade magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it gets submitted. That'll be in December published. And then I got an email from the guy saying, after reading this and thinking about your family and all that you guys have done, we will be presenting Fimble Family with the Heritage Award, which is kind of a big deal for us.
Very nice.
So we'll receive that in Vegas.
Congratulations.
At the IBA Expo, which is very exciting. It's
nice.
It's really, it's really nice to represent all of the hard work that the three generations before us have done. And for my sister, my husband, and I to now stand behind all of that with this award is just fantastic.
And that's is that great. An industry award
it
for
is.
You?
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
Is great. Great congratulations.
It's nice. I never really anticipated that I would be part of the family business. It wasn't in the cards.
You weren't groomed?
I graduated high school and moved to North Carolina and became a social worker and then a teacher. And
wow.
And that was that. And we moved up here so my husband could take this job. And I said, I can help out. And I can't think of a better place for me to be than working alongside my husband and my sister and my
yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
And doing something as meaningful.
Sometimes it's
a very special family that can do that.
Yes.
It really
That's a better way to say it.
I am the seventh of seven. Uh-huh. And my siblings and I started out just that way. My oldest brother, contractor. Mm-hmm. We are doing historic properties down in Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. Fredericksburg, Virginia, Mary Washington's house. And he cycled through his brother's like crap through a tin horn. And to be serious about it, we all ended up in brawls at the end of the week, but we did a lot of great work together.
Yeah.
But it took we look at it from this stage, where we're a lot older, laugh heartily about it and have a great time about it. But it is very special to have a family that can work together.
It is, and we've been lucky that we all do our own thing. I don't want to do Aaron's job. I don't want to really do Chris's job.
Right.
They don't really want to do what I do either.
Perfect.
And we're all coming to this with life experience under our belts.
Right.
We're not graduating college and all vying for the same position.
Right.
We came in our own right, and we have tremendous mutual respect for one another. And we take time and have a glass of wine and shoot the breeze and keep family first.
Good. That's beautiful.
All right. So, everyone, we're going to take a break now, but we're talking with Michaela Birdieshaw from Fimble ADS. Those are beautiful, mastered, created doors here in New Jersey. Their website is www.fimbleads.com, and you can check them out on Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, or if you want to just call them, their number is 908-534-1732. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, folks, we are back. Thank you for listening to Home Sweet Home with Steve Bailey, Pat Gregory, and our guest for today is Michaela Birdieshaw. And we're talking about her beautiful garage doors that are manufactured in White House Station. And we were talking about her award that she's going to receive soon.
The Heritage Award.
Yeah, which is a really big deal.
And that's the Door and Operator Association of the country?
International Door Association.
International Door Association. Yep.
And she'll be receiving that in Nevada, so you'll end up going to see Vegas. And what's
Gee, that's a horrible place to have to
Vegas,
go.
Stays in Vegas.
Again, more sun and fun, but it's you can do it. I have great faith.
Thank you.
So it's time for our tip of the day, and we're going to graciously ask our host, our guest here, if she does have a tip for our listening audience. And we always try to do to the theme of what we're talking about. So what's the tip?
So I've read recently that 71% of Americans utilize their garage door as the primary entrance to their home.
True.
And our home is our sanctuary. It is where we spend our time. It is where we foster family and create good memories. And if you're coming home every day to a dilapidated or outdated or dangerous or plain boring garage door, what does that say?
I'm about depressed, your sanctuary? Is what it's saying. I'm already depressed.
Yes.
I got to replace my doors.
Solution.
What's the solution?
Check out our website. Give us a call. We'd be happy to connect with you and help pick the door that's right for your home. We love our doors. We're extremely proud of our doors. But more than that, they help you out. If you're selling your home, if you're trying to get an advantage on the guy next door with the for sale sign,
yep,
you're going to get a greater return on replacing the garage door than you would for updating the interior bathroom.
And that's important to know.
Yeah, it is. That's an interesting point you make, because as they say, realtors will always say that they can say that 8 out of 10 potential clients, clients that they're bringing to a house, okay, that within 10 feet of the front door, right, they've already made up their mind.
Absolutely.
They've got 8 out of 10. That's a statistical.
Yeah, I understand. And from that point of view, it's either yes, I'm going to enter, or no, let's get out of here.
Well, it's that it's too, not. but actually it goes further. They've actually assessed, based on the outside, whether they're even
visual,
either if they can even visualize themselves there or visualize that as an appealing, right, place for them to live.
Right.
And I can tell you, with garage doors taking up that much of the palette of your house, mm-hmm, it's probably you're in such a great industry to have an effect aesthetically, safety certainly, and all those other fine things, and all the service things that come in with a garage door. But it's just terrific to see this industry evolve and you guys do what you do, because it's important to just improve what we do, raise the bar,
right,
simply put.
I also read recently that architects, when they craft the frontage of a home, 30 to 40% of that footprint that you're talking about is the garage, mm-hmm, where 8% is the entrance, the
right,
front entrance.
And exactly.
People put so much time and effort
on the front door.
The front door.
Yeah, it's true.
So you have the right to sit there and say, guys, you're just not big enough to,
right,
to be that worried about that.
So if you really want to have that statement, make that impact,
right,
if you don't want to have to buy a home whose garage is on the out, you know, hidden, tucked away.
Yep, yep.
Let's put some of our doors on there and really change the whole effect of the house.
And it's really great to have you say that, because and where I live, that is our front door, both garage doors.
Yeah.
We certainly have in fact, our front door is down I'm going to call it a dark alley, but it's actually a sidewalk between where our unit attaches to the other, but it backs up. But is the first thing you see, mm-hmm, is my garage doors. In fact, that's all you see unless you look up and you see the second floor. So to that end, it's a very inviting or not inviting,
right,
view.
Right. And I know where you live, Steve, and your neighbor down the street has a very ugly door right now. I don't know what happened to it.
It got whacked.
If it got whacked or some birds ended up bombarding it, and
yep,
they've stained the doors, and no one's taking care of it right now.
Well, I'll tell you, and that therein lies, I think, that's where the whole...
Stick one of my cards in.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. And it's interesting you should bring that up, because it's that impacts the entire community.
Absolutely.
Because in those organized type communities, you're as valued as the poorest looking place.
Absolutely.
In it. And we're constantly chasing that. They're using me often to, you know, go talk to Bob and just say, hey, you know, he needs to get his door fixed up because, you know, it's impacting the neighbors. And it's, while it's working fine, I actually backed into mine. I get a little ding in mine. It drives me crazy because I pull up and I see it. It's like, I got to get this door changed.
Right.
You know, just drive me nuts.
Now, Michaela, we talked a little bit about the actual doors, and you were talking about carriage doors. That's a style of door.
Correct.
And I don't know if all our viewers understand exactly what that means. So I don't know if you wanted to go just a little bit more into detail on
the different types. Different types. Sorry.
Well, what they look like, and I don't know if you can actually depict it over the radio or not, but try your best.
I will try my very best. So think about. You know, we know the doors that go up and over, the traditional overhead door.
Sure.
We'll call those traditional. Think of now the doors that you see on barns that have the X's,
mm-hmm,
on them. Sometimes they're painted red, mm-hmm, with the white perimeters.
Yep.
That is the quintessential carriage style door.
Right.
Right? Think of it opening.
And they swing out on hinges.
Opening from the middle, vertically. You've got two pieces that open or that slide. Right?
Right. Right.
So
right.
Our doors look just like that. It looks like you could put two handles on them, which you can do.
Right.
Put the handles on, at least. Sure. It looks like you can open them
like a pair
out to the side, like,
right,
you would some French doors.
Yeah, right,
like they were on hinges.
But
and
they actually go up and over.
Right, so it's an illusion a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, and the way that the sections fit together, mm-hmm, they're very flush, very smooth, so it represents as one panel, as, mm-hmm, one piece. But again, we can do just about anything. We carved in faux brickwork to make, where there used to be two doors, they wanted one giant door.
Wow.
We made one giant door, carved in the brickwork, painted it.
Wow.
So it gives the illusion of having two doors still, but when you push the button, the whole kit and caboodle goes up.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith & Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
The
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Protesters are gathering in Baltimore to rally before the trial for one of the six officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Prosecutors and defense attorneys have begun selecting the jury that will hear the case against Officer William Porter. Porter faces a number of charges in the death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old Gray died from injuries he suffered after police arrested him last April. Riots broke out after Gray's death. President Obama is in France to attend a summit on global climate change. In remarks today, Obama said nearly 200 nations have gathered to address the growing threat of climate change.
This is a turning point. This is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet. It's the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
Obama stated that the understanding of how humans disrupt the climate is growing day by day. This is USA Radio News.